Now here we are talking about theater. I have Joelle Murray with me in the studio. Joelle is new to the radio. So welcome, Joelle, for being here. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And, you know, wow, we have a lot of people moving to our area, as we know. And last week I interviewed Susan Huff, who is a volunteer of search and rescue. So my point being, many people are coming here and figuring out how to give in a very intricate and concrete way, not just simple volunteering, but really starting to organize and head things up. Our mayor being another example. And Joelle, I think you're another example yet, is here you are, not born and bred in Two Harbors, but trying to figure out how to restart a theater in Two Harbors. And that is not a small undertaking. And so I, again, really appreciate your doing it and also being here to talk about it. So tell us a little bit about your background with theater.
Well, I've been involved with theater in some form or another since I was a young kid. Started out, of course, with plays in the backyard or in the garage, you know, getting all the neighborhood kids involved.
Yep.
And
Are there any notable productions that you would put on your list that you were a part of? Probably too many to count.
Oh,
in
yeah,
the end.
I quite mean, a few.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorites was 42nd Street, Crazy for You.
I'm
a dancer also, so I love shows with lots of tap dancing in it.
Oh, wow. And how about music?
There's so many great musicals. You can't beat Gershwin, Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Oh, yes. I know when I was in high school, Gilbert and Sullivan was the big thing.
Oh, yeah.
Pirates of Penzance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Was that ever fun? And anyway, so you moved here from Wisconsin, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And then what?
Well, I was the director at Central Wisconsin Children's Theater, and I was there for 21 years. Moved up here and thought, you know, I need to get back into directing again, and let's see if we can spark some interest here.
Wonderful. And so you've been mostly by word of mouth, I think, just really collecting people who are also interested, and you've met and made some determinations about how to move forward. And now there is opportunity to get involved in the first performance that's coming up. So it's going to be not coming up soon, but tell us the process.
Well, at this point, we're asking people to sign up. We're running right now through Community Ed, and we can't tell you the show that we picked just yet, but
And that's probably because you don't know how many people, right?
That's part of the reason, yes.
Yeah.
And technically, you can't make a public announcement until all your rights are reserved, and we really can't do that until we know the number of people we're going to have. So,
yeah.
But we're looking at a fun show, hoping to get people involved. We're asking people to sign up by May 15th. And this is for all ages from 5 through senior citizens.
Yep. Yep. And so anyone can go sign up. And if you sign up, like, tell us what you're committing to or what you're not committing to.
Okay. We're going to begin rehearsals in August 19th. And we'll be rehearsing 3 nights a week, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. However, not all of the cast has to be at every rehearsal. So we have a kind of a rough schedule worked out. And for most people, it will be 1 to 2 nights. And only for lead characters would have to be 3 nights a week. And even then, it's not going to be every week, 3 nights
right,
a week.
Right. What about people, like, I know that we have a family vacation already planned during that time. That is not a showstopper, I hope.
The only time that rehearsals would be mandatory is that last week when we're, you know, finalizing everything with the sound tech and the light tech and all that.
Yep, yep. And is this something that's going to be at the Two Harbors High School Auditorium?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you have it worked out with them. And, you know, in the past, students have definitely played a role with not only the acting, but the lights and the set. And I'm sure that's the ideal. Is that something that's realistic for this first go-round?
Absolutely.
Great. And Can you give us, you can't give us the story, but is this, can you give us any hints? Is this going to be a comedy or a musical, or you just really don't know yet?
It's a musical.
It's a musical.
I can tell you that it takes place under the sea, and a prince will have to kiss the girl, and we don't want anybody to be an unfortunate soul.
Okay. So for those of you who are adept at theater, you could do a little sleuthing to try to figure out.
Absolutely.
What it is. Yes. And how have you found the interest thus far, Joelle?
We had a meeting in January, and we had several people there, and the interest was very, very positive. So we kind of moved on from there. We set up a steering committee, and we have a mission statement, and now we have a Facebook page and an email account. So we're, you know, trying to get the word out, get people interested and signed up. And
what's the Facebook page?
It's just Two Harbors Community Theater.
Okay, Two Harbors Community Theater. That I like how you're just saying, laying it out what it is, so it's easy to find. Are you a nonprofit? Like, how are the funds? Some things cost money, I know.
Right. Right now, we're running through Community Ed. There may be some time in the future that we try and get our own nonprofit set up. But at this point, I think it's most cost effective to run through community theater.
Yep. I used to run a drama club for small children, and I feel it can be done very cheaply if you really want to. I mean, costumes can be gotten from people's closets, and people can be creative in so many ways. So I hope that this goes in a good direction, and it sometimes takes some time to build things. But now, have you talked to Paul Diener of the Lake Superior Community Theater?
I have not met him yet.
Okay. I'm sure you will. And he, I'm guessing, will be extremely helpful if he can be. He is so supportive of all theater, of course. And then there's also the one act play. You've probably heard about that.
Uh-huh.
And the people associated with that. So,
and there's a high school play coming up in a few weeks, too. So
okay.
I've been working with Tanya Haugen on that. They're doing Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, wonderful. Now, amazingly, I didn't even know that. So I'm really glad to hear that. That's with the Two Harbors High School?
Yes.
All right. So you have, there are plenty of kids around and adults that can be harnessed into this if the time is right. So I'm speaking with Joelle Murray. She is the new, I don't know, what do we call you? The director of the Two Harbors Theater Group?
Well, I will be directing the first show. I kind of like to think of this as a community project rather than, you know, being my project.
Yes. Now, how long have you been in the area?
We moved here in May of 2019.
Okay. So you've had several years to, and how have you found the community life thus far, aside from theater?
Oh, I love living here.
Okay. What else can you say? We love to hear nice stories.
We just built a house on the lake, and it has always been my dream to live on Lake Superior. So here we are living the life.
Here you are living it. And are there certain, like, what groups have you latched on to? Is there a certain, I don't know, just any kind of, how do you meet people?
Well, through church, and I'm involved in a class, a community ed class, a workout class, and that's always fun. It's a challenge, but it's a good workout and a lot of fun.
All good ways to do it. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Joelle, and very much luck to you on your theater project.
Thank you so much.
All right. That was Joelle Murray speaking with me from the studio. That interview will be rebroadcast tomorrow between 9 and 11 a.m. So tell a friend about it. Consider joining up. I know they need more than just actors. They also need all the background things that happen with any kind of a theater. So fun thing to be involved in.